WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 49 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop. On Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce has announced its leadership transition.
Roy Sickman, who's retiring as president, CEO after more than 19 years, will become the chamber's community liaison, continuing to work with civic and business leaders and representatives at Texas A&M. Moving into the president's position is current vice president Glenn Brewer. The Bryan native, who's a former chamber board chairman, joined the chamber staff a year and a half ago, following 7 years at American Momentum Bank. The new roles for Brewer and Hickman begin January 1st. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Consultants for the Bryan School Board have completed 20 hours of gathering public comments on what should be considered in hiring the district's next superintendent. Representatives of the Texas Association of School Boards also spent 2 hours with board members Wednesday night asking the same questions posed to community members. TASB's Marion Strauss told the board last month the information they gathered will be part of the application process.
When we gather that information, we're going to bring it back to you in a report. That report will include characteristic qualification and characteristic statements that you will approve as a board based on what we heard from your community.
An online survey related to the superintendent's search in English and Spanish is available through Sunday on the Bryan School District's website. Newly elected Bryan Councilman Prentice Madison is looking for more community involvement in single-member District 2.
I only know two that's really active right now. That's the Carver Kemp Neighborhood Association in Castle Heights Neighborhood Association.
This is in addition to what Madison has already heard from residents while he was campaigning.
A lot of them were more so about streets, drainage, and bringing better jobs to the community. We just have to tackle them one by one. I don't think I can throw everything at one punch, but if I could get half of it done, I think I did a tremendous job.
Speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Madison also plans on holding quarterly district meetings. The end of the fall semester, holiday shopping and holiday trips means more opportunities for criminals in the Twin Cities. Reminders from Lieutenant Steve Brock of the College Station Police Department includes be aware of your surroundings, entering and exiting banks and stores. If you're leaving town, leave your home looking like it's still occupied.
Make sure the doors are locked, the windows are locked. Don't leave a key under a floor mat or anywhere else. If you're going to leave a key with some, leave it with somebody that you trust, and have somebody that you do trust keep an eye on the house for you.
Brock says if you notice anything suspicious heading to or from your vehicle, to contact police. 7 months after being selected by the Bryan Police Department canine unit, two new dogs are ready for patrol. Officer Kelly McKeithen says Canine Rocks and Canine Blitz are valuable tools to the department.
We have handcuffs, we have pepper spray, those kind of things. A canine is another tool, and what they have come in to handy for me when I'm, when I'm on the street is if you have someone run from you, they can track them and figure out where they went.
McKeithen says along with sniffing out suspects and narcotics, the dogs can also quickly search large areas such as pastures for dropped evidence. The canines completed a 16-week course with their handlers, officers Scott Jones and Chase LeBlanc, and received their certifications in November. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 49 degrees. You can text us 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or on our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the year ends, it's time to reflect on all of our blessings. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, and at Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, we're grateful for our relationships with our customers. And there's no better time than the holidays to express our appreciation for your patronage. So thank you for the opportunity to serve you. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from everyone at Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube.
Find holiday gifts for everyone on your list at Messina Hoff Winery and Resort. Premium wine, specialty foods, gift baskets, and more. Messina Hoff is your one-stop shopping place. Shop online at store.messinahoff.com or come by the Messina Hoff Retail Center located on Old Reliance Road in Bryan. Messina Hoff Winery and Resort.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning, it's 710, Aransas Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radio and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Considerable cloudiness for today with scattered showers. It'll be mild. Temperatures anywhere from 65 to 70 through the afternoon. Showers and breezy tonight. Lows will be 60 to 65. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of a few showers tomorrow. The big story about tomorrow is how warm it's going to be, close to 80. Then a strong cold front comes through tomorrow night. We turn partly cloudy and windy, 30 to 35. Sunny, windy, and only 40 to 45 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, assuming my computer doesn't go all boom goes the dynamite on me again, Zach Taylor is going to have audio from Bremon coach Jeff Kozlowski in your high school football report. Meanwhile, Consol coach Dave Raphael has announced his retirement, and in the NBA, the Spurs improved to 14-1 on the road with their victory over the Suns. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Yep, so basically 80 tomorrow and then freezing temperatures for the next three nights.
Freezing.
Like Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Like 29.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, get you in the spirit.
Exactly. Just in time for Christmas.
And we get some sunshine, which is good. You know, that's the thing is often we get cold, cloudy weather. Which
and it
is
has
really
been
good.
Lately. Yeah. It's been pretty overcast.
Yeah. Nice to get the sunshine back if we can.
Yeah.
Okay. The California Department of Motor Vehicles yesterday ordered Uber to remove its driverless cars from the streets of San Francisco or face legal action.
Ooh.
Uber announced it would begin making a fleet of driverless cars available in the streets of San Francisco on Wednesday, saying that, quote, creating a viable alternative to individual car ownership is important to the future of our cities. Okay. Basically, there's not a hell of a lot in San Francisco that they have in common with hardly any place in Texas.
Right.
That's why they can say things like creating a viable alternative to individual car ownership is important to the future of our cities. Because you know what? Jim Bob is not going to tell Harry that he's coming by to pick him up to go to the job site in their driverless Ford 150.
Yeah.
That ain't going to happen anytime soon.
No.
But that's fine if that's the way that they want to do that in California because they're different.
Yeah.
But what I find amazing is that they could even get to this point without getting some kind of permission from the government saying it's okay for you to do this. It's not like, I mean, it just doesn't seem like you should be able to roll out driverless cars and see how that works.
Yeah.
Fox has a story on that.
He said it could go ahead and use driverless cars on the road to pick up passengers because they had a driver behind the wheel. Jeff Christensen's the VP of products at SeaGrid, which makes autonomous industrial vehicles. He notes many cars already have some form of autonomous technology in them, but
full level 4 autonomy where you get in the car, there is no steering wheel, and you say, I would like to go from San Francisco to Los Angeles and, you know, wake me up when we're there. You know, we're still a ways away from that.
Yeah.
Paul Perrone, founder of Perrone Robotics, says the technology varies. Radar, LiDAR, cameras, each company is still figuring out what works best.
But certainly the legislation and the insurance are also two big pieces that need to come together to make sure that we're in safer vehicles.
Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Let's see, is that what they're going to try to drive it as? Oh, the vehicles will be safer, so insurance rates would go down.
Of course.
And that'd be just fine. So, okay, that's where they think they're going. But there are other problems when it comes to Uberizing,
mm-hmm.
especially if you're young, right, Chelsea? You got the story on that?
You're young. Yeah. Yes. So, no, I was on Twitter yesterday and saw this article, and it originated from Business Insider. So Uber is testing out these new lights called beacons,
okay.
and they have fixed to the car windscreens, which some Uber vehicles or Uber drivers will attach like an Uber decal to their car anyway, just so you can kind of recognize it a little bit. But at night, you're coming out of the bar, maybe after a few too many vodka sodas.
Yeah.
And it can be tough to
find.
They all look the same. Yeah. It's dark, you know, and no one's there to help you. And the article I read said, and your battery's on 1%.
Right.
Just looking at you like, I'm going to lose you. So they've got these new stickers, I guess, that actually change lights or change colors.
Okay.
So.
Like a light bar kind of thing?
Yes. Okay. So you can tell your Uber driver, I'm going to be looking for a blue light, and they can change their sticker color to light up blue to make it a little bit easier. So they're called beacons.
Because, I mean, I've had that where are you thing discussion with the Uber driver before.
Yeah.
And generally, and this happened to me in streets that weren't that crowded. If you're, well, let's say you're coming out of the A&M football game.
Absolutely. Good point. Yeah.
I think they have special parking places for the Uber cars.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, if you're coming out of something that's emptying out, mm-hmm. like closing time at a bar or some other situation that ends at the same time, like if you're going to Rogue Force One or whatever the name of that movie is, you know, and there are a bunch of Uber cars out there, being able to find your Uber car.
And sometimes it's even just where the pickup spot is, depending on where you're calling it from. Let's say it's like a shopping center or, you know, some kind of area that's very large and there's several areas to pick up. I was in Vegas last summer and we used cabs the whole time.
Well, you can't use, they don't have Uber.
They did at the time.
Did they?
Yeah.
Is that, well, they, yeah, that's gone
if it's
now.
Out, okay, yeah, right. But at the time they had Uber, and we didn't even bother with it because it would have been impossible.
Yeah.
Now you can at least say, all right, I'm looking for a black four-door car, and now I can at least even narrow that down a little bit further into it's going to have a red blinking light on it,
yeah.
you know, that I'm looking for.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, it'll be tested in four cities, Newcastle, Miami, Denver, and Nashville. And they're going to actually give out these drivers, their stickers at events in December. So they're ready for New Year's Eve, because that's obviously a crazy night for Uber.
Yeah. I was interested that New Orleans wasn't on that list.
Yeah.
Well, of course, New Orleans is that way every night. So
yeah.
All right. So we used to have Dr. Laura Schlesinger on our radio station a long mm-hmm. time ago, and she gave advice and in a very opinionated way. But, you know, after a while, it just got to the point that the people who would call into the Dr. Laura show were almost like, Dr. Laura, I'm standing downtown and there's a traffic light and I don't know if I should cross the street. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just basic life things. They needed Dr. Laura to tell them what to do. And somewhere about that point, we went, yeah, probably not. You know, there are people out there who can function in society. But apparently, not everybody, because this morning, CBS News has presented to us holiday health hazards and how to avoid them.
Oh, boy.
And again, people who listen to the show generally are over 19 years old, okay? they have lived some life, but somehow or other, they need to be helped out in some things. Hello?
Good morning. Yeah, Chelsea's brave. If she was riding around in cabs in Las Vegas, I did better in the casinos than I did in a cab.
That's true. It's you can find some interesting people driving cabs there. All right, so here's the deal. So how to stay safe from our friends at CBS News. While decorating, if you're not used to climbing ladders, except at this time of the year, call a professional to help hang the lights on your house. Well, by the way, you know, it is the 16th. If you haven't hung your lights, then
you're a little late.
A little behind on the time.
While making merry, remember the holiday heart syndrome. It is a real heart condition brought on by binge drinking, so don't overdo it. While traveling, don't drink and drive. Call a cab. Get a ride with a sober friend. Use ride-sharing apps. While parking your car, according to the National Safety Council, as many as two-thirds of drivers may be driving distracted while pulling into shopping centers or any place else.
Anywhere.
Yeah, ever.
One in five accidents happen in parking lots. The biggest distraction for parking lot drivers, Mobile phone.
Of course it
we
is.
We didn't know that. Thank you.
I was in a lane yesterday, and on either side of me, there were people on their cell phones.
Were you in College Station?
Yes. And they're just blatantly holding it up, looking at music, looking at text messages.
Oh, yeah.
And I will say we were at a stoplight at one point, but even as we started going, they were still on it. No. I knew they weren't getting off.
They don't. They
and I
don't
did. I want to like carry around a sign in my car and just hold it up against my window and then just say, get off your phone.
Well, that's what I mean, 20 years ago, I said we all need to have these guns that have the arrows that have the little sucker cups on them.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
And it has a pennant on it that says idiot driver.
Yeah.
And so you could shoot their car and there'd be this pennant that would say idiot driver.
There you go.
If you ended up having like four of them while you were out, then you had to pull over and just not drive anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Cause you know that, well, I mean, but you do want to identify those people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm watching somebody yesterday. I'm on Texas Avenue. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And inside lane, going 30, okay? Going 30.
On Texas.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, and I understand that you might be scared. And look, we're coming into graduation weekend, all right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
We got all that happening.
I'm leaving out of town today.
Yeah, me too.
And it is. Yesterday was already crazy.
Yeah.
And because, you know, mom and dad are here already, and that's fine. The deal is, you know, because it's graduation weekend, they don't have to do that one thing that they normally do when they come in the other time, which is take you to the grocery store and get you food.
True.
So
they're just moving you out.
They'll take
you home to eat their groceries.
Yeah, exactly, and that's fine. But the traffic has already gotten to be spectacular. Not that we don't like it. We love
it. Oh, I know.
We're happy
about
that.
Come spend your money here.
Yeah.
We love it.
Okay, so as continuing now with life lessons to get you through the holidays. Avoid germs like the flu and other nasty winter bugs. Wash your hands.
Avoid them.
You only have to worry about that during the holidays? All right.
And make your kids wash their hands, too.
Yes.
Ew.
Always remember. And this is a thing. I don't know.
Grimy little creatures.
Walking around with jam hands.
Exactly.
Yeah, sticking them all over everything.
I watched an episode of Raising Hope about that last night, about germs. Of course, any episode of that is all right. Hello.
You know what I'd like for the rear window of my truck? Reader board that says, get off your cell phone, you idiot.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think it'd be
fine.
Hang
up and drive.
Exactly.
I'm sure there's a bumper sticker somewhere with that
those,
message.
Yeah.
It's a car, not a phone booth. Okay,
yeah. There you go.
Okay, guys, help me with this. When did it become a thing to cough or sneeze into your elbow? When did it become a thing to do that?
I've seen
people doing it for a couple years. Yeah.
I have a story about this if you want to go first.
Okay. No, I have no story. I was just wondering. That's what they say is if you're in a situation like that, cough into your elbow. Don't cough into your hand because, you know, you end up touching stuff.
So I have a friend that he tried sneezing into his elbow one time.
Okay.
And with the way he turned his body sideways, he popped a rib out of place.
Oh,
and when he went to the doctor, they said, when you sneeze that violently and your body's turned in that angle, it makes it possible. And you should really sneeze straight forward.
Maybe
bring your arm around. Even twisting your arm that far around. But he's done it like twice.
Yikes.
Oh my! He's done it twice?
Yeah.
This guy must have quite a sneeze.
I know.
Quite the sneeze.
Very
sneeze.
Violent.
Yeah, well,
yes.
And there's some people who do. There's some who do the
Can you hear me down the hallway sometimes?
Yeah.
I just let it rip.
And finally, things to keep you healthy during the holidays while eating. Overeating can cause indigestion. Did you know that? Did you have any idea?
What?
Yeah, that's true.
But what do I do if I run out of toothpaste,
I know.
Dr. Laura?
Really? Anyway, often there is a combination, and the holidays are a big time for heart attacks, often due to the combination of stress and overindulgence. Imagine that.
What?
Speaking of heart attacks, did we hear about Alan Thicke?
Yeah, he died
just the other day.
He was warming up for a hockey game with his son.
Yeah.
He did.
That is so sad.
Alan Thicke, not part of my world so much as he probably is
in your
generation.
Yeah, because he was the dad on Growing Pains.
Yep,
he was. But he
was,
we've talked about the show This Is Us on NBC.
Yeah.
He was a guest star on that just this fall.
Oh, wow.
Just a few episodes ago.
One thing I learned about him recently, too, is that he was responsible for writing and singing a lot of the theme songs of television shows back then, like Gimme a Break and things like that.
Yep. Pretty talented guy. And then also did some game show work, too.
Yep, I remember that.
But I think I saw a story yesterday that he was actually playing hockey with his 19-year-old son in preparation for a celebrity hockey game that night.
He's Robin Thicke's dad.
Yeah.
Did we know that? Yeah, I know. But this was, I believe, his obviously a younger son. Yeah. But, yeah, they was just playing hockey with him.
Yeah,
so,
really something. Hello.
So yeah, that last guy that just called on his cell phone, he was obviously driving. If you complain about people on their cell phones.
They were driving. Very good. Yeah.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Experts tell us that between 18 and 22 veterans kill themselves every day. We believe that even one is too many.
We started Project Healing Heroes because we understand firsthand the price of war on the veteran and their family.
My name is Dr. David Tharp, and I know how to combat PTSD.
I'm Dr. Daniel Williams, and I know how to combat PTSD.
It's time to get your life back. Log on to combatptsd.org to donate or to help sponsor a conference in your area.
This is State Representative Kyle Cassell wishing you all the timeless treasures that Christmas has to offer. May you be blessed with the warmth of your home, the love of your family, peace, and happiness. May the gifts we share this season be a reminder of God's precious gift to us. And may your Christmas be filled with His love forever. From the Cassell family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas.
Political ad paid for by Kyle Cassell Campaign.
Good morning, Infomaniacs, on News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:26. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com. About 70 for a high temperature today. Slight chance of some showers out there. 67 tonight, so it only goes down 3 degrees. But wait till tomorrow. We'll be up near 80. And a low temperature tomorrow night around 29 with a 40% chance of some showers as this stuff blows through. And it will be pretty blustery, as a matter of fact. Winds probably north at 15 to 20 miles an hour on Saturday night. Sunday we get sunshine, but cool, 38. Well, the wind will make it cold because we'll probably have gusts up to 30 miles an hour out of the north on Sunday. Monday got sunshine, and Tuesday have sunshine as well. We'll probably be in the middle to lower 40s and freeze probably on Saturday night, Sunday night, and Monday as it stands right now. Currently, we've got winds out of the southeast at 8, 77% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we're at 49.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The White House press corps, the media in general, is working itself into a deep lather because there might be changes in the White House daily briefing. The chief of staff, Reince Priebus, floated the idea that the whole format in the briefing room seating chart might come under review. Quicker than you can say, spoiled liberal brats, complaints started pouring in. TheHill.com points out that seating arrangements are made by the White House Correspondents Association, not the White House. True enough, but the reason for that is that previous administrations were gutless and didn't want to be accused of playing favorites. Do you think Trump would care about that? I don't. He's already changed a lot of traditions the media was used to. Perhaps the change they resent most is that he doesn't allow them to travel on his plane. And he even had the gall to say during the campaign he thought libel laws should be reformed so that he could sue them more easily and win. Now, the president of the White House Correspondents Association is a guy named Jeff Mason. He works for Reuters. He wants to meet with Trump to work out any differences. Okay, fine. Yes, sir, three bags and all that. Bottom line is it's up to the White House how the press briefings are run and if there are any and who sits where and who gets credentialed. If Priebus is serious about this, I'm telling you, this drive-by seating war could be a hilarious spectacle to watch. And I, for one, cannot wait to see the gaskets blow.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Folks, as this roller coaster year winds down, don't you wish there was a way you could hang on to more of your hard-earned money? Well, if you own land, my good friends at Mahindra want you to know that you may qualify for year-end tax savings. So if you want to care for the land you love and save on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on Earth, you need to stop by your Mahindra dealer today. In addition to tax savings, you can enjoy up to $7,900 in special Mahindra discounts, plus the industry's best limited powertrain warranties. So say goodbye to the tax man and say hello to year-end tax savings with Mahindra. Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Byinsky family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online aggielandrealestate.com.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 49 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. New leadership has been announced at the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
The chamber's new president and CEO is current Vice President Glenn Brewer. After a variety of volunteer positions, including board chairman, Brewer joined the chamber staff a year and a half ago, following 7 years at American Momentum Bank. Bryan natives, a past Chamber Ambassador of the Year, Chamber Volunteer of the Year, and Leadership Brazos Alumni Volunteer of the Year. The chamber's current board chairman, David O'Neill, says Glenn has a deep passion for our community, and when you combine that with his business acumen and chamber experience, it's a great fit. Royce Hickman, who's retiring after more than 19 years at the helm, will become the chamber's community liaison, continuing to work with civic and business leaders and representatives of Texas A&M. The new roles for Brewer and Hickman begin January 1st. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Union Pacific Railroad needs one more day to finish the first phase of replacing railroad tracks around downtown Bryan. Originally scheduled to wrap up Wednesday, the city of Bryan says the work will continue through today. Bryan School Board members spent 2 hours the night before last visiting with their consultant on the hiring of the district's next superintendent. Discussion included the same questions asked of community members on Wednesday and Thursday by representatives of the Texas Association of School Boards. TASB's Marion Strauss told the board last month all the responses will be compiled in a report that the board will adopt as part of the application process.
And then those statements become part of the application process, so that every applicant will have to go in and do a narrative on those statements based on their experience in those areas that are most important to you in your search. What are the things that you're looking for? They will go in and they will actually give you what their experience has been in those areas.
An online version of the superintendent search survey in English and Spanish is available through Sunday on the Bryan School District's website. Newly elected Bryan City Councilman Prentice Madison is putting a priority on rejuvenating relationships between neighborhood associations and the governing body.
I think it's very important that people reach out to their neighborhood associations and get them started. And me attending those neighborhood association meetings, that is a great way for us to get the ball rolling on certain things that they want to see done.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Madison says he will also hold quarterly meetings for all residents in single-member District 2.
We're setting up something with the African-American Museum of the Brazos Valley to where we can meet at least every 3 months to discuss some issues.
Madison previously served on Bryan's Planning and Zoning Commission and Parks Board before joining the council. Bryan police report no one was injured in an armed robbery of a taco stand Wednesday night just after 9. The victim, working at the Taquerias Hermanos on South College, said he gave a black man with a gun an undisclosed amount of money. Anyone with information about the holdup is asked to contact Bryan police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. This time of the year means opportunities for criminal activity locally. Lieutenant Steve Brock of the College Station Police Department says those of us who are staying home should be looking out for our neighbors who are or will be leaving town for the holidays.
You want to make it look as if it's lived in if you were gone. You want to make arrangements for somebody to pick up papers if they're delivered, pick up the mail. You don't want it overflowing out of a mailbox. You want lights to come off and on like they would when a typical resident is living there.
Brock says when you're shopping and banking, pay attention to who may be watching you as you're getting in and out of your vehicle.
There's a lot of people out there doing their shopping, so they're carrying more cash than usual, or they're carrying, you know, material items, gifts that they had bought. So it's always smart to take personal responsibility for your safety and be aware of your surroundings.
If you notice anything suspicious, contact police. The Bryan Police Department has two new officers on patrol.
We're just so glad to have them, and they are, even though, you know, sometimes they look menacing, but they can be sweet as, you know, can be. So you can pet on them and love on them, and then they turn around and go to work.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says K-9 Blitz and K-9 Rocks completed a rigorous 16-week basic handlers course last month.
They learned how to search a building, how to track for evidence and narcotics, how to apprehend a suspect. And, you know, the biggest thing is obedience, you know, because they have to be completely obedient to the handlers.
McKeithen says their handlers are officers Chase LeBlanc and Scott Jones, who had to go through an application process of their own to be chosen for the K-9 unit. Pictures of the new four-legged BPD officers are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 49 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
What would you be able to do with 45 horses? With a John Deere 45 horsepower tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, you'll conquer every chore from moving bales to shredding pastures and more. And you'll save money. Get a 5045E for as low as $13,499. Plus, John Deere 5E tractors now come with a no-cost, industry-leading 5-year powertrain warranty. Get to cptractor.com today. Offer ends December 31st, 2016. Restrictions apply. 5-year, 2,000 hours, whichever comes first. See the limited warranty for new John Deere turf and utility equipment at dealer for details.
David Gardner's Jewelers in College Station is conducting a massive jewelry liquidation. This is the most spectacular sale in their 33-year history. Now, save up to 60%.
To prepare for this historic event, the entire inventory has been reviewed, and millions of dollars of inventory has been identified that must be sold.
This multi-million dollar collection of fine jewelry, diamonds, and more is being offered for immediate sale, all at sacrifice prices.
Don't miss your incredible opportunity to acquire exceptional fine jewelry and watches for both yourself and those that are special to you, just in time for holiday gift giving, all at sacrifice liquidation prices.
Now, take advantage of this unprecedented sale until the massive multi-million dollar collection is sold.
This gigantic jewelry liquidation event is taking place exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University Drive East.
Going out? Plan a sober ride. Meeting friends? Designate a driver. Getting drinks? Call a cab. Getting the next round? Please call a cab. Getting behind the wheel? Stop. Stop. Stop.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at soberrides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
For your car, your home, your business too. Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. The leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. Get some more information. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Considerable cloudiness for today with scattered showers. It'll be mild. Temperatures anywhere from 65 to 70 through the afternoon. Showers and breezy tonight. Lows will be 60 to 65. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of a few showers tomorrow. The big story about tomorrow is how warm it's going to be, close to 80. Then a strong cold front comes through tomorrow night. We turn partly cloudy and windy, 30 to 35. Sunny, windy, and only 40 to 45 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor on Consol head coach Dave Raffield's resignation, as well as Bremond's state title victory. Meanwhile, University of Minnesota football players are boycotting football activities until the Holiday Bowl. And in the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs held back the Phoenix Suns in their victory on the road last night. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so why are they protesting?
Apparently, Baylor isn't the only college football organization that's had some sexual assault cases.
Okay.
Yeah. So 10 players have been suspended because of it.
Okay. Got that going.
They weren't charged by police, apparently, but they got suspended anyway, and now they're mad.
Okay. All right, here we go. So we think that tomorrow it's going to be close to 80, okay? And we're pretty sure it's going to be below freezing tomorrow night. So that's 50 degrees swing, which is
significant.
It is. It's pretty amazing. So I decided, I'll go and look and see what our temperature swings have been just kind of around the country.
Okay.
The all-time record is someplace in Montana where the temperature in a 24-hour period changed 100 degrees.
Wow.
In a 24-hour period, 100 degrees. Name of the place is Browning, Montana. And actually, it was earlier this year. It was January the 23rd. It went from 44 degrees Fahrenheit to 56 below.
Oh.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
I can't even imagine what that feels like.
And again, you know, that's in some really weird, strange place where it gets to be 56 below. In College Station, Brian, a 50-degree change in a day is pretty significant.
Yeah,
it is.
But there have been some others. Spearfish, South Dakota, temperature changed 49 degrees in 2 minutes. In 2 minutes, according to Weather Channel.
Wow.
2 minutes. So, anyhow. Just be prepared. Know it's going to be 80 tomorrow and then freeze the next three nights. If you can live with that, then there you are. It's basically Texas.
Yeah.
By the way, we're to the wrapping phase now of our Christmas angels.
We are.
Indeed.
And I'm really good at bagging and tissue papering.
Could do that stuff, huh?
Yep.
Okay, don't do any folding paper and scotch tape, but you can do the bagging.
Yeah,
and
I was watching your wife and Mel yesterday, and they're really good.
Yeah, well, she had the store that they did Christmas wrapping for a long time free, and she has some experience in that.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, though, quite honestly, sometimes people don't return the information from the angels. You know, they've got a gift and something happened and they didn't get it done. So what we do is, this is when we kind of fill the gaps. This is when we do what we need to do. So if you have an opportunity to help us out, you can go to mychristmasangels.com. There's a click right there where you can donate securely via PayPal or any of the credit cards. And then we'll take those funds and we'll go out and do what we do, which
go
is
buy
some
sweet bikes.
That's the deal, see?
Yeah. Because
then that makes people like Chelsea happy. They can go out there and shop for kids.
Yeah.
She's learning how to do this now. Yeah. It's a deal.
Ready.
But it is. It's fun to know that's going to make somebody really happy.
It is.
So if you'd like to do that, then we would appreciate it. Go to mychristmasangels.com. Or if you have any questions, you can call our office.
I was shopping the other day, and the list said, the Barbie head style thingy.
And catnip.
Catnip goes, what? A Barbie head? And I said, yes.
Catnip is an announcer that we have on another station.
Yes. He's on
our
sister.
You think it might be a substance
station.
For a cat, but no, it's actually somebody else.
Sorry. Yeah. And he is a 24-year-old male.
Okay.
So
and so he asked what? What did he ask?
He has a Barbie head. Like, what? A Barbie head? And I said, yes, it's like a large Barbie head, like the size of your head, but she's got a lot of hair, and she comes with, like, hairstyling tools, and I had one. I knew exactly what it was, and sure enough, there it was, and I got so excited. I almost wanted to buy one for myself.
They still make those
things. Yes, it was like flashback, you know?
Perfect as to why they had you and him out
there
doing it.
Y'all were out shopping together trying to find that stuff?
He would have come back with, like, a Barbie and cut off her head or something.
Right.
Like, here you go. She only wanted the head.
Plus, you had to get the sports stuff, remember?
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Catnip's not an athlete, apparently.
Okay, well, there you are. All right, so you got that going on for you. So that's...
We're having fun with it.
It's true. And you know, maybe, again, if it takes the weather to get you into shape, then tomorrow you'll get a chance, or on Sunday you'll get a chance to feel the weather of the season. And while you're out... Be sure and stock up on whipped cream.
Yeah.
Because apparently there is going to be a nationwide shortage. According to the Chicago Tribune, this terrifying fact is all due to a national shortage in nitrous oxide. Which used to be called laughing gas.
Yeah. So we'll still have enough Cool Whip.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's the stuff in the
can.
Right.
Okay.
The gas used to make the aerosol cans in the whipped cream function, you know, so that they do what they do. According to the Tribune, an accidental explosion at a major nitrous oxide plant in Florida in August appears to... In August? Okay. Appears to have been the main culprit. Popular brand Ready Whip feeling the effects. A spokesperson for ConAgra... that owns a lot of stuff, including Ready Whip. The brand's parent company told the Boston Globe that the full supply will be up and running by February. But in the meantime, consumers should stock up early. So remember, go get bottled water, toilet paper, and Ready Whip.
And avocados.
And avocados, that's right. And Cool Whip. Now, here's the other thing, though. What does the expensive coffee place do? Because, I mean, they got that stuff, right?
Yeah.
I bet they have, like, a stock of it, you know?
They probably do. So if you
And theirs are always in, like, silver metal containers.
Okay.
So, but it's the gas, though, that they're short on, right?
Okay, yep.
So even if they make their own cream,
they still need it. They got to have the gas.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know.
All right. So here we go, Chelsea. A personal question. This is anecdotal.
Okay.
What is the average amount that you spend each time you go into that place where it's expensive?
Well, you know, because I have that app. So, like, yesterday, I literally walked in. My drink was on the counter. I picked it up and walked out.
Okay.
Nice.
How much are you spending?
Money?
Yeah.
Probably an average of $3.
Okay.
Because
right,
I don't order a lot of the fancy things.
Okay. All right. Because, again, that would make it really tough on the app. Hello?
Yeah. I'm glad y'all made the announcement about the Cool Whip and the bottle and everything. I was on the front end of that. I went and bought a bunch and came home. My wife saw that and looked at me and was like, no, I don't think so.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, Merry Christmas, honey.
Yep. Actually, it's the delivery system rather than the, so there. All right.
But an average of $3.
Well, the reason I ask is if you want to celebrate the holidays, the really expensive people are making fruitcake frappuccinos this weekend. Yeah. Eater.com reports that the drink is made with basic hazelnut cream frappuccino blended with dried fruit, spiced with cinnamon, and topped off with the aforementioned whipped cream that they probably make themselves, and caramel.
Huh. Okay.
Did they sit around in a boardroom and say, what's the most disgusting drink that we can make and see if America will buy?
You know, there are several websites out there that have, like, secret lists of different things you can order, and it is crazy some of the stuff they come up with. This one, though, that's pretty close to, like, the grossest I've ever seen.
Yeah, because, I mean, starting with hazelnut cream first, I'd have to have some really strong coffee to offset that, because a little bit of that goes a long way.
All of their frappuccinos are every kind of... It's a frappuccino. It's really sweet.
Yeah, see, like, I can't. I don't know. I can't do that. That's not. I can't even take that. What's the creamer? You know, when they start doing that stuff, they flavored that.
Yeah.
No, I don't want Snickers flavored, you know, coffee creamer.
Caramel
I don't
macchiato.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't
creamer.
Think I want to do that. If yeah, I want to have a Snickers, much. I'll eat a Snickers. Anyway, and the other thing they're going to do is apparently, it's since it's National Ugly Sweater Day, they're going to have a sweater cozy for your beverage. So
cute.
If you're going in there today, Doll. Then you may have one. And you're like one of their regular cut. You got a reward card,
like
right? A member,
Gold Star member,
okay.
Or something.
Yeah. Well, so you're a member, so yours will be there. It'll already be there. It'll have your name on it. Name will be spelled right.
Perfect.
I mean, it'll be that's the whole reason that you do that, right? Okay, 7:49.
Bring Messina Hoff home for the holidays. Come visit us at the winery, and we can help you select your holiday wine and gifts. This year, make it Messina Hoff.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Ziwa Tanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Making a difference in somebody's life can be as easy as a slice of pizza and a smile. That was proven true when members of the Florida State University football team visited Montfort Middle School in Tallahassee, Florida. At lunch, the guys spread out at different tables and introduced themselves to groups of awestruck middle schoolers. But instead of finding a table full of children, star player Travis Rudolph spotted one boy eating alone. He grabbed a couple of slices of pizza and went over to say hello. Bo Paskey has autism, and according to Bo, students in his class rarely eat with him. So Travis sat down and the two shared lunch together. Eating lunch with a football star was a great moment for Bo, but many more people were going to find out about it because Mom sent out the picture. The smile on her son's face brought her to tears. So on Facebook, she wrote, "This is one day I didn't have to worry if my sweet boy ate lunch alone, because he sat across from someone who is a hero in many eyes." Her post went viral. The simple gesture by Travis Rudolph led to national news interviews and a lot of acclaim, which surprised him. But the impact of his gesture has lasted. Bo now has friends to eat with every day. He told one reporter, "I feel like I'm sitting on a rainbow." Making a difference in someone's life doesn't always mean a big-time investment or financial commitment. Sometimes it's as simple as a slice of pizza and a smile. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-979-9147 or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-979-9147, 1-866-979-9147, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:54. Well, the 2016 high school football season has come to an end, and with your high school football report, here's Zach Taylor.
A&M Consolidated High School head football coach and athletic coordinator Dave Raffield has announced his resignation to pursue other opportunities in football. Raffield spent six seasons with the Tigers, leading them to six straight postseason berths, including trips to the regional finals in 2013 and appearances in the regional semifinals the past two seasons. The Bremont Tigers are state champs for the third year in a row after defeating the Iran Braves 49-28 in the 2A Division II title game this afternoon at Jerry World. I spoke with Tigers coach Jeff Kosowski earlier this afternoon.
This year we battled injuries. A couple of kids ended up moving away from last year. And, you know, we had to have a lot of younger kids step up throughout the year. And it was sweet this year in the fact that we really rebuilt in some ways.
Tigers quarterback and Aggie commit Rashawn Paul was named offensive MVP after running for 231 yards and five touchdowns. Meanwhile, Jared Stellbauer was named defensive MVP. And that's been your high school football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In A&M football, defensive end Miles Garrett has become the ninth player in school history to be named unanimous first-team All-American. Garrett led the Aggies this year with 8.5 sacks and 15 tackles for loss, as well as contributing two forced fumbles. Elsewhere in college football, University of Minnesota players say they're boycotting all football activities leading up to the December 27th Holiday Bowl until they get satisfactory answers from the school about recent suspensions. 10 players were punished following an internal investigation into a sexual assault case. Although police declined to charge any of the players, the school suspended them based on internal regulations involving the allegations. Meanwhile, in Waco, new Baylor head coach Matt Rhule is building his coaching staff's presence in Texas by hiring highly successful Cedar Hill High School coach Joey McGuire. McGuire led his teams to a 141-42 record in 14 seasons and won three state championships. In the NBA,
Leonard in the front court. Off to Gasol between the circles. Flips to Parker out front. Inside 10 minutes to go in the game. Outside right. It is Gasol, lobs to the rim, slam dunk Kawhi Leonard from Pau Gasol.
Kawhi Leonard had 18 points and 10 rebounds, and Pau Gasol added 18 points and 9 boards to lead the San Antonio Spurs to a 107-92 victory over the Phoenix Suns last night. They improved to an NBA best 14-1 on the road. And in some sad news, longtime NBA sideline reporter Craig Sager has died at the age of 65 following a lengthy battle with cancer. Sager became known for his eye-catching suits and probing questions as he worked basketball games for TNT for nearly a quarter century. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, Brad. We're hanging out with Mike Vivaldi from Team of Navasota, Team Ford of Navasota specifically. And what's our deal of the day?
2014 Ford Focus with only 4,000 miles for $10,888.
Is this, what do they call those, program cars, or like one of your guys', you know, one of your sales guys' cars?
No, it's actually just a trade-in. They needed they needed to upsize. So
very cool.
Low mileage and really
that thing's just warmed up at about this point.
Exactly.
What do you guys do for Christmas? You got any plans with the fam?
Man, this is the first year we're going to try to really do something big for Christmas. We're going to take the family to New York, do the whole Central Park and Rockefeller.
Oh, that's going
to
be awesome.
All that stuff, you know.
And your oldest is how old?
Hunter is 13. Reese is about to be 12.
See, they're the perfect age, because if you go see the big tree at Rockefeller Center at 40-something, when I turned the corner and saw that thing for the first time, it's like, hey, it's like being on TV.
Yeah, it's huge. We actually stayed up the other night watching Home Alone 2, really getting the mood. But, yeah, they're excited. I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
Before we get out of here, what's the web address?
It's teamofnavasota.com.
Thanks, sir, and I'm Kevin O'Connor.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust. Local bank. Local bankers.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far, but you don't have to go too far to go far. AggielandHelpWanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Skyline Communications presents two-way radio for business and industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications. Two-way radio, a better way.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Good morning, about a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW is the Infomaniacs. Okay, they're back. GoDaddy.com has decided to come back to the Super Bowl after we talked about this yesterday.
Just yesterday.
That they weren't going to. A rep for the company says they will be advertising a new yet-to-be-released product from GoDaddy, but there's no word on what it'll be. And unlike the 2015 ads, which were slammed because they featured a golden retriever puppy, and dog advocates claim the commercials promoted puppy mills, the new ad will take viewers on a fun ride that engages them around our latest product. Of course, the fun ride could indicate that, since they dumped Danica Patrick, maybe they've got a new NASCAR spokesperson. I'm just saying, Danica worked for them. 8 o'clock, WTAW.